Previously on Algoa FM.
Simon B coming at you live from George in the Garden Route and talking about things, George. We have a very, very special guest in the studio. Please welcome Brandon Halley. Brandon is a local businessman. He's a husband and father. Brandon, how many kids you got?
Just one daughter.
What's her name?
Malia.
Do you want to say hello?
Hello, Malia. She's at school, but we're picking up her a bit later.
Excellent, Malia. What's happening, my girl? And as well as that, obviously an ultra train runner. Today we're chatting about George, the beautiful surroundings, and why people come to George, of all places, for trail running. And if you don't know, the rule is pretty simple. If a trail race is longer than a marathon, 42 kilometers, it becomes an ultra race. Now, Brandon, you've competed in some incredible races. You did a 100 miler, which is obviously 160 kilometers, just the other day. And you've done the Six Peaks and so much more. With that, welcome to the studio.
Cool. Thank you very much for having me. It's good to be here.
Absolute pleasure. Brandon, first and foremost, where did your love for mountains and trail running first start?
I've always been an outdoor person and just enjoyed sport in general. So being out in the outdoors is where I want to be.
And
I did a lot of mountain biking back in the day. Obviously being out on the trails and out on the mountain bike and a bit of running on the side. And I decided, well, why not start running these trails? And so I did. I mean, there's a lot of trails, especially the hiking trails, which are high up in the mountains that you can't get on a bicycle. So obviously ventured up higher, and the higher you go, the better it gets.
Okay.
And that's where it started.
Super.
Once I got onto those trails, it just kept on going. I entered the first race, MUT, back in 2018, the first edition of MUT, 25K trail run. Bug bit, and since then it's an addiction that I've almost needed in my life, and I have to do every day.
Well, you look very, very fit and in shape, brother. Let me tell you that. Why do people come to George for trail running? What makes our mountain so special, Ben?
Otjinicco Mountain's really special. It's hard to put into words. You actually need to experience it yourself to understand it. But just the variety of terrain that these mountains offer you. I mean, you've got so much from lower down in the forests. You've got your jeep tracks. The higher you go up, I mean, you can run right on top of the mountains. There's many different peaks that you can tag around here. Up towards wilderness, you get your more forest coastal running, real remote rural stuff high up in the mountains where most people will never get to and never see. Just the views that you get. I mean, there's nothing. When you're on top of George or Craddock Peak, the two highest peaks in the area, you can see inland to the Swartberg Mountains behind Oeteren, Mossel Bay. You can see wilderness. So the views are endless. And I mean, the training that you can do here is endless. I mean, there's hundreds of k's of trails and trail running that you can do out here. From an elite runner's point of view, these mountains are the closest you're going to get in South Africa to the conditions that you get in Europe. A lot of elite runners that are racing and running overseas will come and spend and do small training camps in George just to simulate the type of terrain and that you get here, because it's most similar to what you get.
And that's also a little boost for tourism.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's the attraction from the elite perspective.
Okay.
And then obviously the MUT by UTMB trail race, annual race that's happening here. That's a massive attraction, not only in South Africa, but nationally, internationally, a lot of guys are coming in and doing that, and that attracts thousands of participants every year, and that just continues to grow.
That's a big one, That's a big one. Listen, I want to ask you, what was the best experience trail running? What's one of the worst experiences, if you don't mind?
So, yeah, I mean, it happened in the same race, different years.
Yeah.
We'll do the worst first. So, worst experience is going to be the MUT 100 miler last year.
Yeah.
I got to 150Ks out of 165, and the body just couldn't go anymore.
I had to
DNF, did not finish. Being so close to home and not being able to get over the line was a bitter one to swallow. And then best, same race, but this year. Managed to finish it, had a good result, ended up on the podium.
Wow.
So really happy about that. But, I mean, just from a year – previously getting so close and not finishing, and this year to actually getting over the line on the 100-miler. It was my third attempt on a 100-miler at two DNFs before, so third time lucky to actually finish and have my daughter and wife on
there. Wow, man.
The finish was amazing.
That's beautiful. Listen, you do your like endurance ultra running. I do my kickboxing. It's like a totally different fitness, Sam, but I just see your shape, and you just look like an endurance. It looks like it's all about endurance.
No, definitely. Yeah. A lot of endurance. The further you go in terms of distances, a lot of it is mental as well.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, you don't train 100 Ks every day to prepare yourself. So only when you get into those positions and those situations in race, you need a lot of mental strength in that to pull through. But as you train and race, that develops and improves as well.
I just can't, you're actually inspiring me, but just the heart, yeah, this is amazing, eh? 100 miles, eh? 160 kilometers in the mountains. Do you ever stop and break and rest, or is it just flat out?
No, I mean, any time you're standing still is time lost.
Yeah, and somebody's going to pass you.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so, yeah. I mean, it depends on your goal at the end of the day. Yeah. If you're racing for a result, then you don't want to stop. Obviously, yeah, there are aid stations along the way, where you've got support, and you can top up on food and nutrition and drinks and that sort of thing. For somebody else that's maybe just going for a finish, you can afford to spend longer at aid stations, perhaps have a nap or two during the race.
Fair enough.
So it all depends on the goal, but the quicker the better.
Sure, man. I really take my hat off to this kind of fitness, honestly. Let's look at the safety aspect very quickly. Where can people read more about the trails and any sort of safety tips for the runners out there?
All over social media, many different profiles that you can follow in and around George. Obviously, apps like Strava, there's a lot of trails there that you can link up and follow. Okay. My advice and best option would be to pop into any of the local stores here in George, a Mount Co and Trail Kiosk.
Okay.
Pop in there. There's guys that have got so much knowledge on the area, on trails. More than happy to help you out, link you up with people that run similar speed and fitness ability to you, and they will gladly show you around. That's one of the other beauties of George's
100%
community is amazing. It's truly special.
Everyone's
willing to help out, everyone's willing to support, and yeah, I mean, you can't explain the community. You just have to be at
100%. George is a very, very special place. Listen, before we say goodbye, Squire, what is your message for trail runners out there, whether they're starting, whether they're in it?
I think you can break down to two categories. So if you're in it, just keep consistent. Keep pushing your limits. The view is better at the top. So if you're battling to get to the top, push those limits, because I can promise you, once you get up and above those clouds, it's amazing up there.
Yeah.
And if you're getting into the sport and you haven't started trail running and you're thinking of it, I think that exercise is the most underrated antidepressant.
100%.
And trail running is the ultimate drug. And when you start taking that drug, it's extremely addictive.
I can absolutely imagine.
Don't think twice. Put your shoes on. Get outside. I haven't yet to meet somebody that started trail running and has regretted it. And just the mental and the sound body and mind that is going to give you being out in nature, running, walking, the easiest form of movement is amazing. So don't think twice. Get out there and enjoy it.
Take it from Brandon. He's buzzing with energy. Listen, it's been an absolute honor having you in the studio. I think you've been an inspiration for anybody listening. And again, I take my hat off to your endurance and your fitness and your will to carry on. Well done, Brandon.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Absolute pleasure.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.